Today on The Take, Boris Johnson threatens Russia. Japan makes a woman the head of a warship. And Donald Trump's tariffs. Come on, go around the globe with your boy on a Double Take Tuesday. I promise we'll get it done in under 60 minutes.
Incredible classes in session, the sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture, we answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing, just an ordinary show based in London, but we different, talking about what they want. You should pay attention, politics and social issues, we running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue, bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique, you're out missing. Just tune in the same time every day, except on the weekend. It gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
But we like it in the deep end. What it is, what is up, what is what? It is the 10 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world, and that is London, England. Which means it's 5 p.m. in the city, so nice they named it twice. And only 2 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your host, the Sandstorm, taking human form, TK the Great. No, you have not. You have not ever. Listen, you could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you have chosen to ride with your boy. And for that, I am grateful. I am thankful. And I always will be. I've had to start the show with Marsha Ambrosius. When we start with issues at home, gotta start out with my favorite, definitely my favorite British artist, but one of my favorite artists of all time. Definitely one of my favorite songwriters of my generation. I don't think we write love songs anymore. And although this is not obviously an original Marsha Ambrosius song, let's not lose sight of the fact that she wrote Butterflies. She's a fantastic producer. And whether or not you know who she is, once you hear her, you never forget her. And if you see her live, it's an experience all unto itself. I mean, she is a Leo. So, today, we had some interesting things happen. I purposely didn't talk about the tariffs that much last night, this morning, yesterday, depending on your perspective. Because I knew Autumn was going to be here a little bit later, and we're going to do this all again. But yesterday, and I think it's Salisbury, England, a Russian spy, or a double agent. So let's get this straight. He was a Russian spy. But he was spying for the UK, and it was Salisbury, England. Sergei Skripal. Listen, the Russian names always give your boy a problem, except for Putin. I know who Putin is. He was found critically ill, him and his daughter. He was convicted of spying for the UK against his own country. How he got out was we did a swap. One of their spies for one of ours, and he was given asylum in the United Kingdom. But you never really cross Putin and get away with it. And so, that's it. But I love when my American audience gets to hear, you know, like a typical response. So I wanted to give you, as soon as we, all right, Nigel drops the music. Thank you. You're supposed to drop it like right at Marcia so that I could play he's like our Secretary of State, Boris Johnson. All right, and so we're going to cue that up for you, and here it is.
It is clear that Russia, I'm afraid, is now in many respects a malign and disruptive force. Honourable members will note the echoes of the death of Alexander Litvinenko in 2006. And while it would be wrong to prejudge the investigation, I can reassure the House that should evidence emerge that implies state responsibility, then Her Majesty's government will respond appropriately and robustly. If those suspicions prove to be well-founded, then this government will take whatever measures we deem necessary to protect the lives of the people in this country, our values, and our freedoms. And though I am not now pointing fingers, because we cannot, Mr. Speaker, as you'll understand, point fingers, I say to governments around the world that no attempt to take innocent life on UK soil will go either unsanctioned or unpunished.
That's the only thing that was missing from that. Nigel, whenever you're ready, you can give me my sounds back and we will continue from there. Thank you, sir. What that clip did not include, though, was the threat that we'll withdraw from the World Cup. England will not go to the World Cup. That may not be a big deal to Americans, but that's like saying, listen, we won't hold our Super Bowl if you don't do this. If we find out that you did this, the Super Bowl will not be played. Can you imagine? Now, keep in mind, in all seriousness, England has about a good chance of winning the World Cup as I do playing striker for Portugal. All right? So, just to put things in its proper perspective, Sergey and his daughter are critically ill. So, this is like not a joke. They don't even know what the substance is that's making them ill, which is a calling card of Vladimir Putin. I had an interesting conversation today with some nutbag on Twitter. I don't understand this constant support for the conservatives who are trying to take away your health care. They've done nothing but make whales look like the former steel mills and the Rust Belt in the United States. I can make that comparison, having lived in both countries. The English countryside have to feel like the suburbs of Indiana and New Hampshire, Ohio, Rhode Island. I don't understand this love of the Tories, especially when Russia obviously meddled in the UK elections, but just like Trumpsters, I guess there are diehard Tories, and I never understood why. But I don't think you're really voting with the Tories because you like their policies. I believe wholeheartedly that this Brexit is a racist vote. I hear that reclaiming your sovereignty bullshit? How well has London done whilst in the EU? Yeah, that's what I thought. And now we're going to take steps back. We're about to step into the abyss. Mind the gap is what I keep hearing. Mind the gap. I get a headache. Because I thought Brits really were smarter than this. To allow another country to start swaying your opinions. What the Russians do is they go and they live among us and they learn our culture, what our divides are, what our hot buttons are, and then they press it. Twitter, Facebook, Google, they are responsible for this. And the United States, they just finally got around to asking Tumblr. See, people forget that there are these other little teeny websites that people don't really use that often. But if you follow me, you know the original TK0 on Instagram also is the same thing on Tumblr. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all I'm ever going to do. So we'll wait and see. There's an investigation. I have every confidence in Boris Johnson, even though I will admit there are times when I'm puzzled. When I look at him, I think a more dignified Donald Trump. But I will also admit that just me looking at him. So listen, the Japanese decided for the first time ever in its country's history to appoint a female commander of a warship. Roko Azuma is in charge of the country's largest warship. 1996 was the first time women were allowed to serve. The reason for this promotion is the average age, the longevity. Japanese people, life expectancy is 100. So you have an aging population. Nobody's signing up. So they're encouraging women. She is in charge of a 1,000 crew ship. Manned, crewed. I don't want to use the wrong terminology. Manned, woman, personnelled. And so before we get to the before we get to Donald Trump and his tariffs while he's standing next to the Prime Minister of Sweden, as Sweden 50% of their GDP is on exports. Their biggest export is their airplanes. And they get their steel from the United States. This is a travesty of epic proportions. But before I get into that, I told you last night, $120 million has been allocated by Congress, basically forced onto the State Department to protect the United States against another Russian cyber attack. Don't tell me the Russians are coming back. They never left. All right? And as smart as you think you are, you can be duped by a Russian bot. I was following a Black Lives Matters account on Facebook, and it turned out. Now, the strange thing is, though, is that it wasn't extremely radical. You know, it just host it, racially charged injustices. All of which were reported in the news. So it wasn't like I was watching some video from Africa and didn't know, you know, who the participants were. Like Donald Trump retweeting something from Britain First about two Dutch citizens claiming that one was a Muslim immigrant. I didn't get sucked in like that, but I did get sucked in. So now the State Department says we have a secret clandestine plan to combat Russian propaganda. Rex Tillerson has said we're going to keep this a secret because, you know, we don't want Russia to get it. Now, the person who leaked this said, and it may already be too late. Yeah, give yourself that back door, because there's no way in the name of God that a plan was going down or anything was going down. And the United States of America didn't spend money. Donald Trump is spending money like crazy right now. Tariffs. Okay. Trade war. The first thing you need to know is that Donald Trump wants to impose a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on all aluminum. The steel workers in Pittsburgh probably love this. Steel workers all over the United States probably love this. This is one policy of Donald Trump's that I can honestly say he's held for more, almost as long as I've been alive. For 30 years, this has been his ideology. We're getting ripped off. All the trade deals are bad. Yes, I'm doing the accordion hands. I gesticulate all the time. And it is usually my right hand doing like a backward scoop. Instead of scooping in, I feel like I'm pouring out. Right? So that's what I'm doing. I'm literally sometimes coming from my belly and giving it to you off the chin. Right? So, here I am, watching him next to the Prime Minister of Sweden. He doesn't look like he's ready for any of the questions that are coming up. And I think the press did the entire nation a disservice by not insisting that certain questions be answered. I wish the United States press were more like European press. You're not going to get off not answering questions. Oh, what's a bum bum? Okay. I'm sorry about that, guys. I love music. But I wish they would ask more questions. So, where do we stand right now? Well, after he stood next to the Prime Minister of Sweden and said, everybody wants to work at this White House. And I like chaos. And I like, you know, the back and forth and the push and pull and all that. I love it. And there are people lining up to work in this White House. I hear in the press that that's not the case. Well, let's see who replaces Gary Cohn. And don't think I'm just going to let him duck out on the tariffs and say, all right, this is it. Now, I haven't heard Paul Ryan on guns. Charlottesville. Russia. But now, suddenly, tariffs. Going to hit Levi's Jeans up in Wisconsin. And you're going to split with the president over this. But Charlotte, that's okay. Many people. Blame on both sides. Find people on both sides. My great-grandfather fought the Germans. My grandfather fought the Germans. My great-uncle is German. Well, he married a German. And my father, of course, moved us to Germany. But those were different times. Those were different times. I just find it to be reprehensible that the Republicans only seem to care about money. This man is having he's having affairs. The Republican Party is supposed to be the party of, we will show you how to conduct your lives. Model yourselves after our behavior. Bullshit. And while I say that, I will tell you that the mayor of Tennessee, a democratically elected woman, had to resign today over sex scandals and money. Meeting her boyfriend, her lover, whatever you want to call him, in cemeteries and using city funds to fund her affair. So listen, Democrats are not necessarily Puritans themselves. I'm just giving it to you real. So I'm like, I guess this is where we stand then, right? Yeah, this is where we stand. So, Gary Cohn left the White House today over Donald Trump's insistence that there be tariffs. This will start a trade war. The EU had already chimed in. And Donald Trump, still not fucking understanding, he said, well, then we will put another tax on their cars. This fucking idiot doesn't understand that. Like, let's say, take for instance, Mercedes. I know, because that's what you're thinking. A lot of Mercedes are built in the United States, Donald. Japan has some of its biggest car plants in the United States. Now, if you want people to buy American cars, make a fucking better car. The problem with American-made cars is that they are fucking cheaply made. They are inferior quality to the German automobile and in some cases the United Kingdom automobile and obviously Japan. Japan makes Lexus and Infiniti. Germany makes BMW and Mercedes. Sweden makes Volvo. And I believe Audi. Excuse me, Audi is Germany as well. I apologize. Whew. Volkswagen, obviously, too. German. The worst thing, I remember learning this in history class. The worst thing the Americans did was teach the Japanese how to make a car. Because they make it better than we do. Japan makes everything better than we do. But listen, if it were just the cost of the can of soup, I wouldn't be worried about it. We're talking beer cans. We're talking soup cans. We're talking soda cans. It's going to cost more to build the building. And who do you think that cost is going to go to? Those governments aren't going to pay those tariffs. The taxpayers are. And when the EU said, listen, we're going to go after Kentucky bourbon. That's for Mitch McConnell. We're going to go after Levi's jeans. That was for your boy. You wanted access into these markets? You should have stayed in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It led us into the Japan market. Barack Obama was not an idiot. And all this protectionism and shit, that shit is over. I don't know why, like, especially like these religious nuts. What I don't understand is you accept this fiery fate that's coming upon you, right? The world is going to end imminently. Armageddon is coming. And you welcomely wait for it. But at the same time, every fucking futuristic movie, after the apocalyptic fucking meltdown that we obviously have, the future is us, most half tech, half human. Implants with shit recording in our eyes 24/7. But it is largely peaceful. I am looking for Ward to a Star Trek type of that type of future, where we've understood that we all have to work together. Maybe it would take Martians showing up, or maybe even some further galaxy away. We will get our shit together. If we find life on another planet, or if another planet says, you know what, we're going to come and show you that we exist so y'all can calm the fuck down. And if you say to me, yeah, but one thing is faith. It's a belief in something that you have no proof of. You could literally die and be welcomed into Jesus' arms, or there could be absolutely nothing. What I believe is simply that. It's what the fuck I believe. Why are you so resigned to this fact? Jews aren't. They're not waiting for Jesus to come back to destroy the world. When the Messiah comes for them, he's going to stay and set up his kingdom. Maybe that's Jesus again. And he chides the Jews for not believing in him all along. I don't know. I don't know. If you go through like a tech, if you read these books like a textbook, it's like the Jews were the beginning. Jesus was the middle. And if you believe in Islam, the Messiah, the returning, it was just another prophet and he's come and gone. It was Muhammad. That's what you believe. I just don't understand why we're so resigned to this belief that Armageddon's coming and we're all going to die. So trade wars are bad. And every other economist gets this but Donald Trump. The Republicans have finally started to split with him over tariffs, not racism. Not him calling other immigrants shithole countries. Not him ending the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Not for him breaking the fucking law every day of his presidency. Allowing his son-in-law to look at our most secret information. And it's all good. Oh, but now you're going to damage the tax relief we just gave our donors. Because there's going to be a tax. How else are we going to pay for this? See, that's why you don't cut taxes for no fucking reason. The economy was doing well, you fucking fat Cheeto. So I'm that's where I am. And when Autumn comes back, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss the legalities of whatever the hell is going on across the pond. I know. And you know, it's messed up, but it's a double take Tuesday. So while Cupid plays, I'm gonna get you out of here on my favorite song off the Marsha Ambrosius album, Friends and Lovers. It is nighttime. I'm gonna get you out of here on that. I'm not gonna end a show, even though I'm gonna be right back. I'm not gonna end this show without telling you that we need to be kinder to each other, that we need to love each other, that we are to take from Hillary Clinton. Because, I mean, Donald Trump stole Make America Great Again from Ronald Reagan. We are stronger together. A house divided against itself cannot stand. All that shit. Listen. On the realest shit ever. None of us are getting out of this alive. I don't care if you are Japanese and you're almost guaranteed to live to 100. No man is an island. And you don't have to love everybody, but at least be tolerant. I challenge you every day, go talk to somebody who's completely different from you. And as nauseating as it may be, someone with a different political outlook, someone maybe that lives in a completely different culture. The beautiful thing about the internet is that it truly has brought the world closer together. But sometimes that's not always good. I agree. I know Russia. They were able to fucking attack us without actually having to set foot in the United States. And the one thing I promise you I will bring up with Autumn is this. What were the Russian intelligence officials who were barred from being in their country doing there? It's illegal for them to be there. Why were they meeting with the CIA and the head of the GRE? Who did he meet with? To be continued. For Nigel, and I messed up, Nigel being locked up last night. I just got a little tongue-tied, and I apologize. For Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London, simply to do my bidding. I want to thank you for listening to the first half of TKE's Take on a Double Take Tuesday. I am your magnificent host, TK the Great. And your boy TK, well, he's gone.